Yo.
50 years of hip hop. 50 years of hip hop from Listener Power, KEXP. Check, check, check. Huh. Welcome to 50 Years of Hip Hop. I'm Larry Mizell Jr. This week, Dusty Henry takes us back to 2012 with a look back at Odd Future's iconic posse cut, Oldie, and the rise of one of the most influential groups of the last decade.
There's a timeless appeal to music that pisses off or even scares your parents. Hair metal acts like Twisted Sister leaned into it like a badge of honor. I personally remember my grandfather telling me to not listen to a quote-unquote loser like Kurt Cobain with all his dark and depressing lyrics.
I'm so happy, cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, cause so are you.
Meanwhile, the entire genre of gangsta rap had people so riled up that it led to a U.S. Senate hearing in 1994. They called out artists like Snoop Dogg and Tupac. Dolores Tucker, you were fake to me. Instead of trying to help a brother, wanna take his cheese. Mistaking me for Bill Clinton, Mr. Bob Dole. You're too old to understand the way the game's up. You're lame, so I gotta hit you with the hot tracks. And of course, I'd be remiss not to mention Eminem, a rapper who didn't just draw controversy, he actively welcomed it.
He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of him.
Heading into the early 2010s, the mantle of controversy was picked up by a group of young kids out of Los Angeles. They called themselves Odd Future Wolfgang Kill Them All, or Odd Future for short.
This life is a game if you want to play. Counting all your own mistakes, living it with no delay. So fast, I'm getting growing pains. Father didn't show me my instincts to take the open lane. I go insane. All these problems coming with my growing age.
Odd Future is a collective. Groups of musicians coming together under common musical ideas and ethos. Check out our episode on Soulquarians from a few weeks ago for a refresher. When it comes to Odd Future, though, they didn't come together united by the smooth sounds of soul and R&B. Odd Future leaned way more toward the attitude of punk.
With the bandwagon looking for his heart, no sleeve, but his hand carry muskets. Lurking in the meadows, oblivion, or Geppetto, he's a leader, not a puppet.
The group came together in 2007 as a conglomerate of rappers, producers, skaters, clothing designers, and filmmakers. Their ambitions stretched far beyond just rap. Over 20 different people have been affiliated with Odd Future. Some big names include Earl Sweatshirt.
Something sinister to it. Pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving.
Frank Ocean. Casey Veggies. Sid, aka Sid the Kid. She also fronted the band The Internet, which included guitarist Steve Lacy. And of course, Tyler, the Creator.
I'm a walking paradox. No, I'm not. Threesomes with a triceratops. Reptar, rapping as I'm mocking death rock stars. Wearing synthetic wigs made of Anwar's dreadlocks.
Tyler is the de facto leader of the group, and he's often people's gateway to Odd Future. The collective's first few years included a steady stream of mixtapes, which built a devoted cult following. Then came the 2010 release of Tyler's Goblin and the single Yonkers. Those releases became a lightning rod for recognition.
Here's the number to my therapist. You tell him all your problems. He's awesome with listening.
The lyrics were dark and murky and even offensive. Tyler raps about wanting to stab Bruno Mars in the throat and uses homophobic slurs. In the music video, he famously eats a cockroach before hanging himself. It was a surprising viral hit that kicked off the next decade of Odd Future dominance. Their Odd Future group tours were chaotic and buzzed about affairs. Their performances were commanding, with the venom of hardcore punk shows, full of stage dives and mosh pits.
Dead.
As time went on, it became clear that Odd Future were less like the Soulquarians and more like another landmark LA group, N.W.A.
Straight out of Compton, it's a crazy brother named Ice Cube from the stupid dope gang with an attitude.
Both Odd Future and N.W.A. were magnets for controversy and were vital outlets for angst and anger. But also, both groups became launching pads for the careers of their respective members. In 2015, Odd Future were banned from performing in the UK for their violent and homophobic lyrics. That's just one instance of them being banned from performing at different festivals and countries. If anything, the controversy only attracted more fans. The group even got their own TV variety show on Adult Swim called Loiter Squad.
Next week on Maurice, we're going to show you how to give yourself a self-pap smear if you're a male.
By the mid-2010s, Odd Future was effectively on indefinite hiatus. Their members still collaborate, but for the most part, they operate in their own lanes, exploring new directions. Frank Ocean's gone on to become one of the most celebrated songwriters of his generation. Earl Sweatshirt's craft is only sharpened, becoming a hallmark of modern underground hip-hop.
Bet that head crack blunt force, cozy with the East Africans up north, where seven make a three, turn a ten by law. Crescent moon wink, when I blinked, it was gone. Left the crib, smack, no sheath on the sword. Made it by the skin on my teeth, thank God.
And Tyler is a full-on superstar at this point, going through multiple reinventions and Grammy-winning albums. Where your mom may have been scared of Onkers, you might now catch her singing along to tracks like Earthquake.
You should make my earthquake. Oh, you should make my earthquake. Riding around, you love me, shaking me up, and it's making my heart break. You should make my earthquake.
Looking back at Odd Future's legacy, there's one track in particular that captures them at the top of their powers. A 2012 posse cut called Oldie, the final track from their final group mixtape.
Yo, shout out to everybody worked on the album, you feel me, Shane?
Over a sparse, ominous beat produced by Tyler himself, it's the last time we hear the bulk of the members together. The group's DJ and resident fashion designer, Taco, opens the song with shoutouts to the group.
Shouts out to Sid the Dude. Shouts out to L-Boy.
Tyler kicks things off with some dexterous wordplay.
The big-eared bandit is tossing all his manners in a bag and wrapping them in saran wrap bandages, tossing them in baskets with the rest of those sandwiches. So when he says,
everyone gets a chance to shine on the mic with killer verses from lesser-celebrated members like Mike G, Left Brain, and Domogenesis. Frank Ocean even comes in with a rare rap verse.
Rent a supercar for a day. Drive around with your friends, smoke a gram of that haze. Roll easy on the ounce, that's a lot for a day. But just enough for a week, what can I say? I'm high and I'm by, wait, I mean I'm straight. I'ma get you this wine, the runner just brought the grapes. My brother, give it some time.
Even Jasper, a founding member but notably not a rapper, gets his moment in the spotlight.
Rapping is stupid and it's hard. You gotta do it over and over and over again, but here it goes. Hey, it's Jasper, not even a rapper. Only on this beat to make my racks grow faster. Got a TV show, so I guess I'm an act.
And of course, bringing us home is Earl Sweatshirt, who is one of the best and up-and-coming rappers of his generation.
The contrast is a pair of lips, swallowing syrup and setting fire to sheriff's whips.
Whoops, whoops.
List all-American terrorists, crush a rapper larynx to feed him a f***ing carrot stick. Me? I just spent a year embarrassing and lost a little sanity to show you what hysterics is.
Listening to Oldie now feels like going through an old yearbook. It deserves its own Animal House, Where Are They Now montage. When Oldie dropped, it was thrilling to hear such an ambitious collaboration of all these artists at the height of their craft. It feels like a historical document.
I ain't got time.
Odd Future welcome controversy. Tyler has never recanted the homophobic lyrics that drew so much criticism in his early career, except to call it the hypocrisy of other artists not being treated as harshly with bands and the racial dynamics at play there. In recent years, he's opened up more about his own sexuality in interviews. He referred to himself as gay in a 2015 interview with Rolling Stone, and he makes references to his sexuality on his celebrated fourth album, Flower Boy.
Hey. Next line I have, I'm like, whoa, I've been kissing white boys since 2004.
Still, Tyler and Odd Future opened the doors for a new wave of artists. Odd Future went from a DIY group of skate punk rappers to dominating the charts and influencing the direction of pop culture. Who knows if we'll see another Odd Future mixtape? Even if we don't, though, we can always look back to Oldie as a big bang moment for everything that came after them in the 2010s.
This piece was written by Dusty Henry, audio produced by Roddy Nickpour. Next week, we're taking you back to 2001, diving into the legendary battle between Jay-Z and Nas. I'm Larry Mizell Jr. We'll see you next time on 50 Years of Hip Hop, y'all. From listener-powered KEXP, where the music matters.